Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Michael Stollard back on the show. Michael is a longtime Brain Trust member, going all the way back about, coming up on 7 years now. And Michael is the founder and the president of ePurpose Partners. And it's a think tank that helps people improve their relationships with customers and employees. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. He's our good friend, Michael Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back, Michael, as always. I said that one of the things you do is help us put our best foot forward with employees and customers. That last group, that's what we're going to talk about today, isn't it? Customers.
Well, actually, both. They're connected.
Ah, so two kinds of customers.
Right.
So, so tell us about it.
Well, Jim, I saw some research recently that really caught my eye. It was Bain & Company, the consulting firm, had done a survey of 200,000 employees from 40 companies in 60 countries. And just a couple of statistics really jumped out. Number one, 87% of employees who promote their company also give their boss high marks. Mm-hmm. In other words, they feel engaged, they feel connected to their boss. And the other thing
Say that number again.
Almost 90%, almost 9 out of 10 employees who promote their company, in other words, they're enthusiastic about
right.
their company.
They're engaged and love what they do.
Right, and they feel connected to their boss. They give their boss mm-hmm. high ranks.
Which
so
is,
there's a very
which is
high
not
correlation.
To say, which is not to say the owner, necessarily, right?
Right, yeah, it's their supervisor. And then secondly, when you looked at all of the departments across firms, the lowest rated department in terms of their really recommending their company as a place to work was customer service. Only 6% of employees responded that they would recommend their place of work
wow.
to someone else. Only
wow.
6%. So that was lower than IT.
That's horrible.
And sales was only 11%.
That's total abject thermonuclear meltdown failure.
Well, and this caught my attention, too. The sales department was 11%. Only 11%.
Golly.
Yeah, so
how do
you
reconcile that 90% and the 6% and 11%? I don't know how you do that.
Well, it just shows that those employees who give their boss high marks, they're also promoting their company. But there's so few of them in the customer mm-hmm. service department who are doing that. Mm-hmm. And when you look at just the number of employees over the entire firm, it's higher. It's about 30% of the employees are engaged in the U.S.
Which,
and 12% worldwide.
Are these corporate? Is this corporate America that the employees are? Or is this across the board?
It is larger companies.
So it's just larger. It's not. We're not talking Main Street here.
Not Main Street for the most part.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I mean, we were just talking about this in internally today and about how bad service has gotten. I mean, we're experiencing this in our own company with a lot of larger companies.
Mm-hmm.
The telecom companies are the worst.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It seems like a lot of people are trying to escape larger companies these days
yeah.
and get to smaller companies. So that's an advantage that small business owners have.
But not only telecom.
Really
I mean, try to do business with any. I mean, Amazon. You buy from Amazon. It's pretty good. But you do business with Amazon. That's a whole other story.
Right. It's not easy to get
Mm-mm.
in contact with anyone there. I suppose
you can't. So,
right.
it doesn't surprise me. And now here's the thing to me. I got to stick this in here, Mike, mm-hmm. because every small business owner listening right now, this should be music to their ears. Because all we have to do to fix, be a shining light in the face of all this bad customer service surveying is just be nice to people. Just say thank you.
Yeah, I think there are a number of things we could point out, Jim, that would help business owners. You know, the first thing I would recommend is get feedback on your leadership style. And, you know, that comes right out of my own journey of leadership. Because there were some blind spots I had earlier in my career that I just wasn't aware of.
And, like what? Quickly, like
well,
what?
I think there were times I was overly critical.
Ah, of employees?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I needed to shift my behavior.
Right, right. No. You got to turn that mirror on yourself sometimes. Absolutely. Now that we've sort of established this issue, folks, we're going to talk about it and a little bit more about how you can make sure that this doesn't happen to you after these messages. Right back with Michael Stahl.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.